Hey, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, when I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all these other places people like to listen? How do I make my money from my podcast? The answer to every single one of these questions is simple. Anchor. Anchor is the one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free. And ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you up with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I've been using Anchor for 3 months now, and it's been wonderful. Like, usually I use YouTube, and the difficulty of going through watching, you know, videos on how to make music, get my own free music, and Anchor does that for you. So if you ever wanted to start your own podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. To join me and the other diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. What's up, everybody? I'm coming at you pumped as hell. Let's go. Let's start the year off with a bright and positive video. It's coming at you live right now. I'm ready to go in. Guys, and you already know what the title is: Dragon Ball Super Broly. I think that's what it's called. Dragon Ball Super Broly. I guess that's the whole movie. I'm gonna look it up real quick. Dragon Ball Super. Yep, it's called Dragon Ball Super Broly, which is also awesome. Which I don't mind anyways. But before that, I just want to start off by saying I started my diet. I'm hating life right now because for breakfast, I had oatmeal. Oatmeal with blueberries. Man, I tell you, from having, you know, McDonald's for breakfast, something else that tastes good for breakfast, I had that for breakfast. And, you know, with a banana and apple, I'm just like, ugh. But at the same time, I'm like, yay, because calorie deficit, yay. Working out, yay. You gotta look at it, you know, for those who are in the same battle as I am, I'm with you. It's not fun, but eventually it'll be fun. When you have the rate to six-pack ab that you want and to enjoy. But we're not here for that. We're here for the Dragon Ball Super Broly movie. Which, by the way, was phenomenal. I saw this like 3 days ago. Like, actually not 3 days ago. So the day that it got out in America, the next day I saw it. I was going to say it the first day, but things happened. But the second day, man, let me tell you. I was in the movie theater and people were like, we got there early so we can get the perfect seats. People came out the movie like talking about it. I was like, really, guys? I was like, really going to be talking about the movie when you don't know if anyone else saw it? And I was about to, like, I literally walked away from the people. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not dealing with that right now. I literally, my friend's like, where are you going? I'm like, I don't know about you guys, but I have super hearing and I can hear what they're saying. So I was like, nah, I'm not dealing with that. So I walked to the bathroom, just chilled out for a little bit, just on the phone. And waited till, you know, it was like a 30-minute wait, pretty much. And, like, mind you, I was like, guys, you talk about this stuff outside. Not, I don't care, you know, it's cold, whatever. But make sure you don't say things. Like, be aware of your surroundings when that happens. But, like, I am. I'm not, like, around people, like, shouting it out. But I just want to say the movie was super fun, super creative. This is going to be a spoiler podcast, so just a heads up for those who go ahead and go watch the movie, then come back and watch me or hear me so you can hear about how awesome this movie was. But I gave you guys a chance. All right, now just saying freaking spoilers. Freaking Goku in this movie and Vegeta was amazing. Like, Broly didn't stand a chance in the beginning when they were going at it. I completely love the freaking Broly versus, you know, Broly, you know, the whole concept of him being chained, like, which was the old one too, which was his dad, and then jealousy, stuff like that. And I, like, was wondering how they're gonna, you know, get the whole thing of Kakarot, Broly, you know, towards the end. Goku's like, you can call me Kakarot, towards the end, which I was like, nice. Because in the whole movie, I was like, well, how's the name ever gonna pop up, you know? How's, is Vegeta just gonna say Kakarot and then it triggers him or something? But, like, no, they did it a different way. And I could really like it. Freaking Vegeta was still, not Vegeta, but Frieza, like, I don't know, like, his motives, I was like, you really gonna let Broly defeat Goku, whatever? But by the end of it, it was so dope. Broly freaking kept, he was learning as he was fighting. So he was like a non-stop machine that was like coming at you, like, and learning. And it was like, like, you know how Goku and Vegeta, like, they do it, but it's at a slow pace. But with him, he's like, he's going at it. And that's what happened with Kale, I guess. I think that's her name. The other Broly in the other universe. Like, that happened to her, and she was learning as she was fighting. But his was, like, really good, and, like, you know, makes you question. How is Jiren, you know, gonna go against, you know, Broly if they match head toe to toe? And, like, there are people already, you know, saying that Jiren would win. But me, my personal opinion, I think Broly would win because, once again, Broly has the concept of, what is it? The concept of gaining power. Like, after being defeated, he gets literally right back up. It doesn't stop. He's like a ruthless animal that doesn't just stop. He doesn't like to fight, but, which also gives him good character as well. And, sorry, I'm being slow. I'm just, like, hesitant, because I'm just thinking, like, of how good the movie is. And, like, it was, like, for me, it was, like, the transformations in this movie were just so on point. They weren't just, like, normal transformations. They were, like, every time Goku or Vegeta would, they would, like, almost turn rainbow color to, like, and that was just to even turn, like, Super Saiyan almost. And I was like, bro, if they do this in every single Dragon Ball Z movie from now on, I would be hype, loving it. And, bro, like, Vegeta was holding his own, which I was very happy about. Like, this movie, I think Goku got beat up more while Vegeta was handling it more. Which I was like, huh, I like where this is going. And Frieza wasn't holding on his own because the main plot of the story is, like, Frieza was on the, sent people out to, like, look for people to join his forces, and then these people, these aliens found Broly and his dad on this island, and they, Vegeta, or Frieza was like, this is the best thing ever. Like, let's go to, let's go find Goku and show him what I got, pretty much. Like a short story. And to be honest, it was like, projected out very good and very awesomely. I don't know. Like, and there was, like, moments in the movies where it was, like, kind of slow. That I was like, okay, now let's get on to something more exciting. But then, like, even the sometimes the exciting parts were just like, I kind of seen this before. But like I said, it was a Dragon Ball Z movie. It's just, it was like, if you're wanting something action packed, that was that. As soon as Goku, Vegeta, and Broly gets in the mix, nothing but it towards till the end, literally. Nothing else, nothing more. Whis was there. I wanted to see Whis get in some action. Like, I know Broly couldn't, like, Broly doesn't even stand a chance. But, like, I wanted to see Whis, like, you know, flick him off, be like, go away, you know. push him off and then see him get angry even more. But that didn't happen. Like, Whis was just dodging his attack, and I was like, man, if only if Broly knew that, you don't stand a chance against Whis, you know. But even the Beerus knew that that huge fight was going on, and he was like, glad they handled it. But other than that, like, man, I just had to say props to the video people who made this thing look very awesome and, you know, well done. So I give them kudos for that, because the video came out really good. And like the screams, the yell, you can tell they put the heart and soul into this one, really. And the animation was just on point. But like, again, back to the point where I was talking about, like, just how the movie just felt like it had its slow moments. Like, I'm not gonna sit there and like lie to you guys. Just being honest, it's like I sat there in the movie, I was like, and I think that was mostly in the beginning, because it's like I kind of knew where this was going with Broly's dad and King Vegeta. So it was like, I know where this is going, kind of thing. But it's like, it had to be there, of course. And then, you know, seeing Kakarot's dad, I forgot his name right now, I know what it is, Bardock, there you go, and his mom, you know, all at once. And then, you know, the little snippets of baby Vegeta, and then, or kid Vegeta, and then kids Raditz, and like, you know, seeing how ruthless they were. And like, I really thought, I was like, those parts I was like really interested in, and happy they put those parts in and like didn't forget them, because I was like, man, that'd be so dope if they added that part, you know, thinking about it. And like, they did. And like, again, with the Raditz part, I didn't expect them to add Raditz, but I was happy they did. But now I'm just like really glad I watched the movie. No more spoilers. I can like literally just watch, go around my business, and just enjoy, you know, social media again without the hassle of, oh, I gotta do this and that. Like I said, for people who haven't seen it, you might as well just go ahead and see it. If you're listening to the podcast and you still haven't watched the movie, I strongly suggest watching it. It's, bring some snacks. It's definitely one of those movies where you just relaxed and just, you know, have a good time, like as if you would watch a normal episode at home. I really think it was like worth, you know, the money, and to especially support Dragon Ball, period. So go out and do that. You know, normally I would be like, wait for, you know, you can pirate it, but I suggest like going to movies and watching it, because again, like I said, it supports people who do this stuff so they can make more stuff like this. But I'm trying to think, like every character was on point on this movie. Goku, I loved his character. And then like, I think this was the first movie to, I guess they made Vegito canon, which I was like, wow. I was really happy about that. I was like, huh, that's cool. And I was like, I hope they might bring Janemba, you know, they might bring him into the universe. And we'll probably see how that goes, really. And I like how Dragon Ball Super is like making things that weren't canon, canon now, and like putting on their unique twist with it. So I'm happy about that. I really can't wait to see what happens next. Also, Vegeta was OP at that point. He was literally going to kill Broly at that point. But again, it's like Vegeta and Goku had a fuse together to beat Broly. And but it's like, again, it brings back to the fact of with Jiren and stuff. Like, I think they had a fusion part where they did fight. I'm not sure. It's been a while. But it's like, Jiren against Broly, it's really tough to say who would win. But I still want to put my money on Broly, because he's still a machine, I think. And I love the ending towards where Goku, again, like I said, goes to find Broly And he's like trying to tell these people like, yo, chill, I'm friendly. And then they're like pushing, they're like, how do we know? I'm like, man, that part I was like, really, shut up, take the sense of being, chill out, you know, take this. No, Goku's being nice. He's like, hey, maybe we can fight sometime. And of course that's like, oh hell yeah, yeah. Totally love that way it ended. And I totally love the, like, again, like I said earlier, it's like, I totally love how Goku was like, or you can call me Kakarot. Because, like, before in the anime, Goku was never really comfortable with his name being called Kakarot. Because the only person that called him was Vegeta. Or Raditz, you know? You know, he'd be like, that's not my name. But now that he's like, it's kind of like him accepting his Saiyan pride kind of thing. Saying, yeah, my name is Kakarot, so call me that. Which is cool, I think. And I think that did a great job bringing that about. So I'm like, you know, kudos for that part. Bulma, like, and the wishes with her, you know, looking younger. And then with Frieza wanting to be taller. I thought, like, oh, but Frieza wants to be taller. I was like, that's fun, I guess. Creative, I guess. A taller Frieza. I'm like, I guess that's cool. Like, sure, why not? You know, I would have been down with it. It would have taken me a while to get used to. But I totally would have been, you know, for, you know, a Frieza, you know, that's a little bit taller. And, you know, maybe that would have gave him more of a strength boost or something like that. But who knows? But I just want to give the kudos. Like, the movie, again, like I said, it felt like I should have been at home watching this with surround sound. That's what I think. But obviously you would have to wait a long period of time for that. But I enjoyed it, though. Is the thing is that, like, you couldn't enjoy it. Such a big screen with all the surround sound and people with you. Because, again, like, episodes like that, you want to watch with people. Or episodes or movies like that, you want to watch with people, you know, just so all you guys cheerful, like, you know, towards the end and stuff. Which, a lot, again, in the movie theater, I was like, hell yeah, you know, especially when people are like cheering Goku on and like Goku did some like new move that no one never saw before. Like, where he just stopped Broly, he's like, yo, chill. Like, I know you don't want to fight, I know you're not some ruthless monster, calm down. You know, I was like, oh, snap, Goku, what's this? And then, which Goku never, you know, that's Goku, you know, reveals his moves and stuff like that. And then Piccolo came in. I was so happy that Piccolo was in the movie, too. And, you know, he had a, you know, role in his, in this movie, you know, helping them learn the fusion and stuff, which was great, too. So I hope they do that for, like, other future movies. And I hope that Piccolo finds another, you know, form too as well. Because Piccolo, we want to see more than just Vegeta and Goku, you know, evolve as characters. Because, I mean, as much as we do love that, like, we completely love that, we love to see, you know, Goten, you know, Trunks, you know, Goku, or not Goku, but Gohan, Piccolo, Krillin, you know, all of them. And especially, like, watching them all do that, you know, for the tournament. Train more. We would also love to see, you know, Piccolo and all of them, you know, evolve more as characters, I feel like, when Dragon Ball Super comes back. Because, again, we get the same story, you know, of Goku and Vegeta just surpassing all these people. We want to know, we want more from our characters, like, we don't even care if it's like BS kind of thing, like, you know, bullcrap kind of thing. We just want more of a, I'm sorry, not BS, but like more bullcrap kind of thing. We just want more, like, what is it? More, just more on the characters, side characters evolving as well. Because even like in Naruto, like, yeah, Naruto did change a lot, but so did the side characters as well change. And that's what we're wanting with this, you know, universe, is that they, you know, evolve as well. Because I want to see Tien again. I want to see Piccolo on the field again. Because, you know, I'm tired of seeing them like, yeah, no. This looks like just a fight for you guys. You know, like, I want them to be on the battle as well. Instead of just having the mindset of, oh, can't do that, sorry. And, like, giving up. Because it's like, you guys made, like, every move, you know, the freaking, you know, Piccolo with his laser beam made that freaking cool. You know, to, you know, his fusion. To, like, Gohan with his ultimate form. To, you know, like I said, just everyone, like, has their part. And we want more of that with the future episodes, you know, with the movie. And, you know, with the movies. And then just my rating for this thing, all in all, would be go see this movie twice and then get it on DVD. Because it's just awesome. And every time you go, like, the first time, bring a different group of friends the second time. Like, even if it's the same group of friends, just bring people. And be mindful of your, you know, area for people who haven't seen it.
Gosh.
But also buy it on DVD and watch it again at home. Relax with pizza and just, you know, analyze the movie for what it really is and, like, how good it is. So that's what I think people should do. Also, my rating for it would be, like, I want to say 9 out of 10. It won't be a complete 10 because, like I said, there was slow moments, but that's, like, again, it had to be there. But, like, and then I felt like it was just missing some stuff to where it's like, all right, you know, it's a Dragon Ball Z movie. Let's do things that we normally don't do in the episodes or in the movies. In our movies before, let's add a spin to it, you know? And I was hoping for that. And, like, we kind of got that, like I said, we got that with their charging up, you know, freaking almost seeing Ultra Instinct too, you know? I really thought, like, let me just, you know, finish my rating. Like I said, 9 out of 10, like, it was so close to being perfect. It was so enjoyable. Every character in there, so enjoyable. I wanted to see them more. I wanted to see more of Broly's human side. And we kind of got down the ship. But, like, I want to see him more interaction. Again, we'll probably see that with the TV show or the movie. But, like, I just can't wait. See that. So that's why I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. Just for, like, the small missing parts. But that's, like, damn near 100, you know. So, like I said, I said go watch that movie twice. And then go buy the DVD when it comes out. So, and then, like, when the charging up part, I was going to say, we almost saw Ultra Instinct. Everyone, like, flipped. I was like, yo, they wouldn't. But at the same time, I was like, they have to. And they didn't, but they teased it, though, which I'm happy about. But then again, I'm like, I understand why they didn't put it in here. Because, it's like, we don't want to finish. We don't want Broly to know what Goku has, you know, under his hood.
Not yet.
So that's what I'm happy about. I hope you guys go see it. Go get the DVD. I'm definitely getting the DVD when it comes out. Especially by then, I'm gonna have the body that I want. You know, looking like Goku, and the surround sound, especially. But other than that, people, make sure you give this video, or not video, give this podcast some claps, some likes, some something. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. Make sure you hit the notification so you know when my next podcast comes up. And Kingdom Hearts coming out within like 6 to 5 days, I believe. I'm about to hit that game so good. I can't wait. Excited. But till then, I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Peace.